ever have you on again, you know, you can come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, for the next little while, I'm going to be going through some transitions.
Yeah, that's okay.
What I'm
yeah.
doing here.
Yeah,
we'll so that's good. I don't know what to expect, and I don't really want. I'm rolling back in a lot of my commitments on things. I still do be doing my show. I'll be still doing the Podomatic for now.
Yeah. Well, we'll mention it towards the end of the show.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Because if we mention it at the beginning, then you'll just get emails saying, "Oh, Tony, don't go, Tony." You know, I will spend the whole time doing that, which I don't want to do. Oh, Tony, don't go. No, Tony, oh, don't go. Tony, don't go. You know. Because you know they will, right? If we mention it at the beginning.
Well, I actually, to be honest with you, I never thought of that at all.
Believe me, I've thought about it. No, I've thought about it. We'll wait till the end. Okay. We'll waste our time the whole time. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to turn on the dancing machine. Okay. Recording. Do we have our makeup on? We both look kind of cute, actually.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, if I think Tony Patrick look cute, I think I need to get out more. Spending too long in a house in Dripping Springs, I tell you. Woo.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, as I've said before, I've been called worse than that. It's December 11th. December 11th. Didn't something really fun happen on that day, December 11th? Tony Pantelarusco is here, the first Monday of the, second Monday of the month, excuse me. But we got a great week for you. Kieran Kirkendall, who's a chiropractor I've known forever, he's been traveling the world for the last 2 years. 2 years looking at alternative therapies. He never was just your regular old chiropractor. He was always buying these crazy tools and looking into things. And every weekend, he was the kind of guy going to seminars, workshops, just learning more and more. He's really an interesting man. He's back in town and emailed me, and he's going to be on tomorrow. Kieran Kirkendall. So that's going to be fun. And then my good friend Brandon Amalani. And I'll tell you what, making products, you know, there's a billion things out there wanting to exchange their stuff for your dollars. And Brandon probably has, he's right up there with some of the coolest, most authentic products that if you're going to spend your money on with Shen Blossom, spend your money on some stuff that works. For example, I mean, just off the top of my head, to give you an idea what he does, he has 50-year-old ginseng, excuse me. Is it 50 or 100? I don't know. It's all old. I mean, the real deal from China, and it's made the traditional Chinese way with his teacher, and they use organic sake, and they ferment it. I mean, you know what I mean? And they do it on the certain phases of the moon. I mean, you know, this is, if you're going to spend your money, for example, for ginseng, it's way more expensive than most stuff, but who knows what you're getting? You go on Amazon and buy ginseng, and some dude in the, you know, in his basement in Seattle could be just brewing something up. You don't know what it is, you know. So our trademark, Know the Source, is important. So Brandon, but anyway, we're gonna talk to him tomorrow and dig into how he does things, why he does things. And yeah, it's really, really good. Traditionally fermented sake extract. I thought he had the year, how old it was. Well, we'll talk to him. We'll talk about tomorrow. Okay. Then Wednesday, Andrew Goss will be here in the Real World of Money. Dr. Chris Held in San Antonio on Thursday. There's a program called MACA, something like that, that the government, the one we love, you know, the gun, that one. But where do you see some of the things that they have in mind with passing legislation involving healthcare, insurance, that medical, I mean, it's way Orwellian, even more than I've ever imagined. She's going to be here on Thursday. And then Michelle Perro is an MD. What's making our kids sick? She's really into the whole GMO stuff and very, very smart gal. She's going to be here on Thursday and then open phone Friday. So got a lot of stuff to do. And after that long introduction, it's time to introduce Tony Pantelaresco. Tony's a cool guy. He's up in Windsor, Ontario. He's just a guy that knows a lot of stuff about health. He has people call in from all over the world asking him, how do I cure my owie? Do they say that, Tony? Do they say, I have an owie, can you help me?
Not in that way. Sometimes the earth is very salt of the earth, language that you don't like on your show.
I see, one of those kind of calls you get. Well, good morning, Tony. How you doing, kid?
I am here.
Yeah, yeah, you're above ground. And, that's good, right?
And on time.
You were on time, that's right. We actually spoke 2 minutes before the show, which is a rare thing for you and I. Yeah, rare thing for you and I. Hey, I got a little question for you. I had an itchy dog for a long time, and man, I just, you know, I tried everything in the world, Tony, just kabillions of different things. Oh boy, you know, I mean, I was really went through it, you can imagine, with all my contacts. And finally, after months and months, I just took her to the vet. I got this country vet guy up here and said, you know, what is this? So he, you know, he got the little microscope out and he did a little scraping and stuff like that. And she said she's got a staph infection, right? Staph infection. And he showed me, and he said they itched the staph and then it itches more and it causes little welts, and who knows where she got that. We swim in the creek. So I was in such a state that he said we could just do 1 week of antibiotics and it'll probably croak it and give her some probiotics. She'll be fine and don't worry, boom. So I did that and it really did. It cut it back like, you know, like 75%. Now I'm feeling sometimes it wants to come back a little bit. So I'm asking you, sorry for the long question, is what would you do in replace of that? Because I don't want to do any more antibiotics. 7 days is enough, you know. I've been doing like this monatomic silver orally, or do you have any other suggestions I could give her if this staph thing is not completely gone? Or
yeah, I wouldn't.
What do you think?
I wouldn't be giving her the silver because you're going to wipe out her good bacteria. Give her MSM. High doses.
How would I do that? Because she doesn't really like the sulfur. She doesn't.
Okay, mix it with some honey, you know, something like that.
Oh, you mean glop it in her mouth?
Just put a little bit on her nose, and once she licks her nose, she'll taste the sugar or the sweet.
Yeah.
And then she'll lick it off your hand or lick it off the spoon.
Okay. And what is the sulfur going to do?
The sulfur will, again, wipe that out. Number one, it'll protect it. It'll reinforce the lining. Something got inside of her, so yeah. if it's metallic, it'll chelate with it and pull it out. Mm-hmm. The other thing you want to do is, what I got everybody doing here is go get some, make your own concrobium.
I beg your pardon, I can't even say that word.
It's basically what it is. It's a saline solution that you make with trisodium phosphate and baking soda.
Okay.
Excuse me. It's the same formula we use for regenerating our teeth. Basically, you take 2 teaspoons of trisodium phosphate, take 6 tablespoons of baking soda, dissolve in about a quart of water, and then spray it all over and then wipe her down. You'll be surprised how that'll knock it out.
Okay. 2 teaspoons. That's a teaspoon of TSP and
right.
6 tablespoons of baking soda in a quart of water. Put that in a spray bottle. And you can use that topically. Can we use it on cats, too? We have a lot of cat
Yeah,
people.
Any pet. Uh-huh. Any pet. Cat, dog, you know, orangutan, okay. Whatever you got.
Orangutan,
you know.
Really? Oh, good. That's good. Now, let me go back to the silver a minute, because we keep getting contradictory information. We've had people that say the silver is charged in such a way that the only pathogens are, I don't know, positive or negative, and the silver will just go after those, and they don't hurt the other guys.
No, that's
but you
that's
don't, a, you don't, you're not buying that.
That's a myth. That's a pure myth. No, it doesn't, unless it's got a program running, you know, terabyte of data on, then you've got nano, not monatomic.
Right.
And even monatomic, the term today is also referring to nano. No, it will flush.
No, wait. It's not. We know the guy, Tony, that's making this.
No, no, hold on. You're not getting this, Patrick. In today's time, when you look at the definitions of nanotechnology,
right.
Monatomic, subatomic particles, angstrom, these all refer to nanotechnology. Now, when you're giving any silver to anybody, I don't care what form you give it to them in, okay, whether it's colloidal, whether it's what you're calling it, whether it's nano silver, it will disrupt the flora in the gut.
Okay.
It's an antibacterial. Anybody who's telling you that is believing in myths and fairy tales and Greek gods of yesteryear.
Greek gods, we like those. Okay, so just for the record, okay, I know the fellow in Austin, he has his own lab and he's got his own stuff. He knows very well the challenges of nano, and he understands it, and he doesn't. His stuff is definitely monoatomic. But you're saying even with the monoatomic, and he's not the one that told me about the charge. Some other people. You're saying even with the monoatomic, in your opinion, it goes after good guys too.
Well, in any silver that you're using, doesn't matter what form it is, they're all charged particles. They're all ionic, all of them. So basically, you're charging the particle so that it'll suspend and repel itself. That's what keeps the suspension. So it doesn't matter. I mean, again, that's such a ridiculous thing that they're doing. And the health food industry is notorious for these myths and these fabrications. Oh, this is safe. It won't hurt this. It won't hurt that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you actually delve into the real research and the investigative research, rather than the marketing research that everybody's falling into. It will disrupt back. It is an antibacterial. It will disrupt it.
It will.
If you were to consume a lot of it, like remember the Blue Smurf guy?
I don't know Blue Smurf.
The Blue Smurf guy. He was the guy that was drinking the silver by the
glassful. Right. Yeah.
And he turned gray.
Yeah, right.
The reason why he turned gray is because the silver went to the surface of the skin and the light hit it and oxidized it and it killed whatever bacteria he had on the skin.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he was also, the silver he was using had a copper base, so this is why he was blue. If he had just been using a silver product, he would have been more gray than anything else. But anyway, that's one of the, I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter in regard to what form you're taking it in. It is an antibacterial. Even garlic, you know, the super garlic formulas, they tell you won't hurt bacteria. Sure, it'll take out bacteria as well.
Good guys,
I mean,
good guys.
Depending on how strong it is you're taking. But anything that says antibacterial, it doesn't have a Geiger counter or a targeting device saying, oh, I'm going to hit this, I'm going to hit that. It hits everything. Okay.
So the charge idea, negative and positive, is you're saying is a myth.
No, it's real. There is a charge. They're accurate in what they're saying there. That's what causes the particles to suspend. But where this myth comes in about the charge not affecting this or not affecting that, that's full of horse hockey. Silver in and of itself, just like copper in and of itself,
mm-hmm.
just like gold in and of itself,
mm-hmm.
are antibacterial. They will take out bacteria. They don't discriminate.
Good, the bad, and the ugly. Good and the bad and the ugly.
So like I said, with the dog, I normally don't give them silver. I will give them copper.
But copper, does it? Is copper indiscriminate as well?
Well, it doesn't discriminate, but it's not going to have the same effect as the silver. The silver is like an extreme thing.
Okay.
I don't even like silver, to be quite honest with you. I only use it as a last ditch resort. But in regard to this, with your dog, you can definitely upset the flora. You can definitely upset the bacterial balance.
But
and
not,
again,
with,
this is
not
why,
with the copper, though.
Again, that can happen, too. To be all fair, it can happen. But this is why the MSM, this is why, again, you might want to even go with a colostrum.
Okay.
You might even want to go with a good probiotic or a good bacterium.
Okay.
A yogurt full of bacteria, good bacteria. You know, anything that you can put the MSM in the yogurt, for instance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something that she'd eat, she wouldn't taste it. She'd consume it.
Yes.
Now, mind you, she may get trots, which is to be expected. She's going to be flushing out this overload, and again, be careful what you're feeding her. I mean, anything that has any dog food that has any kind of corn, soy, cereal products, whatever, don't feed it to them.
Got it. I've got some raw cream, and I've mixed up some colostrum and some probies in there, and boy, she just loves that. Wow, man.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just give her that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Give her that, and you know, and just give it to her several times a day. Mind you, like I said. She may be, you know, expelling, but that's to be expected.
Yeah. Tony Pantelleris.
Even sometimes.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Sometimes even give dogs here a little garlic and a little onion, and we've yet to see any damage done with garlic and onion to these dogs. I mean, I hear so much crap today. Don't give your dog, but again, a little bit is actually beneficial, and you might be surprised how fast that can clear that up as well. So
yes, we agree. We've had some vets on, Tony, that say this garlic thing is not correct. He said, there was some kind of amount of garlic you'd have to give to really hurt a dog, and it's huge amount.
Yeah,
huge amount. Yeah.
Same with us. If you take too much, it's definitely. I got a gal that took too much, and she passed out from it because it overheated her brain, overheated her body.
Wow.
She took an excessive amount, and I said, I told her, "Are you crazy? You have a death wish here?" You know. it was the volume was unbelievable. So I, she was trying to kill something in her system. I says, "That's not the way to do it, to kill something and yourself at the same time."
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, garlic, I'd give it to the dogs. Well, we've given it to them here, and we've never seen any negative effect whatsoever. Now, again, if you're feeding the dog the mainstream dog food, you know, the IMs and all the other crap, you know, and you look at the actual content of these foods, they're nothing but sugar.
It's terrible.
You know, sugar-coated death is what they are. The other thing that we do also here with the pets is we make sure their mineral content is high. Sometimes these infections come in because they're low in minerals, you know, like the zinc, the manganese, the copper, which would an iodine and boron, which would protect them from these type of infections. And you have to also recognize that when they go outside today, they're at ground zero. All the nano from the sky, they're getting a direct hit. We came up with that idea with the spray so that when the dogs and cats came in from outdoors, you could spray their paws, because a lot of times you'll see them nibbling or chewing on their legs because what it appears to be they have some kind of itch or flea or something going
right,
on.
Right.
And what it is the particulates have embedded into the paw and it's starting to irritate them and create a histamine response. So when you flush them with the salt, you can actually flush that stuff out. So this is one of the reasons why one of the things that we came up with, because we had the same kind of thing here. A lot of the pets are, scratching all the time, itching to a point where the fur was coming off the skin. And that's with the change of diet and everything else. So that's just when we came up with that, and it seems to work.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I talked to vets, and there's more and more itching going on in the last few years, and you may very well be right, the cause of it, because I've had many vets say that, saying, I don't know what's going on. I just see more and more stuff, just...
The nanotechnology, you have to understand, if it's affecting us, it's going to affect your pets. And your pets are going to be the most susceptible to this technology because they are at ground zero. I've got people calling me from all over the United States with health issues for their animals. And I got one in Arizona, and it's the same thing. She has to wipe them down after every time because Arizona is extremely a toxic state when it comes to the chemtrails. I mean, it's one of the worst states next to California.
Really?
For health issues. I got people from California call it the same thing. Their cats went out, comes back in, they're scratching like crazy, or the dogs are coming, they're scratching. It's because of what they've dumped in the air and it's on the ground. They're picking it up. You know, they're out there peeing and pooing and, whatever, sniffing this, sniffing that. And before you know it, they've got something going on. And now the fun begins, getting it out.
Do you think then overall the TSP sulfur formula you just gave, is it good protective for that kind of stuff? Just regular?
It can mitigate it. I mean, it's just like anything else. When you repeat the exposure, you're going to have, you're going to have a reaction. It all depends too on how old the dog is, how robust the immune system is. Again, the colostrum would not be a bad idea to give the animal. The MSM wouldn't be a bad idea to give the animal regularly anyway. Any kind of mineral, multi-mineral content, the electrolyte formula that I always talk about, would not be a bad idea to get that in her.
Well, why don't you give that formula again? Give that again, the electrolyte.
But the electrolyte formula is you buy that, you can buy from Nutrabiotic at the health food store.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Nutrabiotics.
Okay. The other thing, too, where you're at, see if you can find a farm supply. They have a multi-mineral vitamin pack called V-Lite.
V-Lite. Okay.
It's a really good one. It's clean. There's no crap in it.
Huh.
You can use it for yourself even. I even encourage people to go buy it for themselves at these vet shops. But get your pet on that stuff regularly, and you'll be amazed at how more resistant the she or he will become. And you'll see them even maybe more mobile.
Do you just mix it in the food? Is it a powder?
Yeah, it's a powder. It's all. It's just a powder.
And you're seeing it at pet supply stores or farm supply stores?
No, farm supplies.
Yeah, we have one here in Dripping Springs.
Well, you might down there where you are at.
Yeah, we have farm supply places. Yeah.
Yeah, but you may actually find it in a pet. It's a possibility. I mean, you live in the U.S., and so the U.S. has things that we don't have in certain places, so you may find it in a pet shop, but the farm supply places for sure will have them.
And what do they do? They give it for the cows and the pigs and the stuff
like
that?
Yeah, everything, all the animals, and you can and they give you a weight ratio for uh-huh. each animal, chicken, cow, sheep, whatever out that they're raising. And even for dogs and cats, I mean, you just ratio it down to their level. And you can mix it with the yogurt that you're giving her or the fat that you're giving her. Mm-hmm. You can make a liposome out of it, right?
Yeah, and it's V-L-I-T-E?
Yeah, V with a dash, L-Y-T-E.
Oh, L-Y-T-E. It's interesting that we'd find it there because most of the stuff you see at these farm places, Tony, they're pretty yucky. You know, you look at the ingredients and they got all kinds of weird things. But so that's good to know. I think I just found it. No. It's not on Amazon, but no, I thought there was on Amazon. So we'll check it out, see if somebody can find it at a farm store. Okay, Tony Pantelaresco, let's go right to the calls and grab one here. I don't want people to hold too long. Hi, good morning. On the phone, who's this?
Hi, this is Ed. I'm in the Cleveland, Ohio area.
Well, good for you, Ed. You're on the air with Tony.
Yeah, Tony. So I have a guy that I know, and let me kind of describe him to you just very briefly. He's about in his 30s now. He's been a type 1 diabetic since early childhood, so he's been medicated for that all his life. He's in fairly good shape, but again, he's got a new condition or issue coming up with his thyroid. And what they're telling him is that they're calling it TED, thyroid eye disease, and it's some sort of an autoimmune response from the thyroid working on the nerves in his eyes. So his eyes are like swollen most of the time. He's getting a lot of headaches and pain out of that. And, I gave him some iodine at one point, but I don't know how much he used or what he did. Have you ever heard of that? Do you have any idea what you might want to do with that? And by the way, I'd be happy to get with you off air and pay you for a consultation if you think it'd be worthwhile for him.
Okay, that'll be entirely up to you. I usually when the eyes are bulging like that, that's usually a deficiency in iodine. Now, at the same token, it's good to know what kind of diet he's on. And please don't tell me he's on a good diet, because if he was on a good diet, he wouldn't have this issue. Most people tell me this all the time.
I don't know what he eats. Honestly, I can't answer that one.
That's a key factor. If he's fallen into the health food baloney about kale and cruciferous vegetables and all this stuff, he's eating highly goitrogenic. He's eating highly goitrogenic foods that can cause thyroid damage. So a lot of times, again, this is where you got to look at and also investigate, see what he's doing. Now with the iodine, you want to give him selenium for sure. And as far as the eye goes, I would probably get him on the taurine. Let me think for a second here. Definitely taurine, zinc, and copper. Okay, get them on taurine, zinc, and copper. And again, just to cover the bases for the eyes, so they make sure that they have what they need. And again, no bread, no pasta, no rice, no corn, no cereals, no omega-3s, no canola oil, no flaxseed oil, none of that crap. No fish oils, especially because of the loaded metals in these fish oils. In regard to the supplements, the iodine, probably get them on 4 drops in water, 3 or 4 times a day, taking it with a supplement of selenium, about 200 micrograms, and go from there.
Is it 200 micrograms,
number,
3 or 4 times a day, too?
Go five with everything.
Okay, five times with everything. Okay.
200 micros on the iodine 5 times, Tony?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and how much taurine, zinc, and copper? Do you have milligrams on those or not?
Taurine, 500 milligrams of that, 30 milligrams of either a zinc citrate or a zinc methionine.
Would gluconate work?
No. Gluconates are a waste of money. So go with either methionine or cysteine or citrate. You need it to penetrate and get into the area and you need a sulfur to deliver the zinc into the ocular area where it needs to go. And same with the copper. Copper, go get some Bernard Jensen's liquid chlorophyll. Per tablespoon, you're going to get about 70 milligrams, so a teaspoon is one-fifth of that. So you're probably going to get closer to 15 milligrams of copper, again, five times a day.
It's so a teaspoon or tablespoon each time?
Teaspoon.
Teaspoon. Okay.
Okay, hope this was able to help a little bit, Ed. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Say hi to everybody in Cleveland. Bye. Cleveland,
okay,
Ohio. My God. I got a break here, but a question on the iodine. The iodine, when you do it internally, that does not kill the good guys too, Tony?
It can if you take an excessive amount of it. But, I mean, when you're looking at his situation, mm-hmm. usually when you have the bulging eyes like that, you're pretty depleted mm-hmm. at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always replace the bacteria by eating yogurt, cheese, ricotta, you know, anything that's fermented with dairy, we can replace it very easily. But mm-hmm. the thing is, you know, in this situation, you know, he's got a thyroid issue that's going to affect the eyes. The thyroid issue could also affect the pancreas, which I didn't even deal with. But pancreas, again, he should be on a bitter melon or a Karela from India to regenerate and repair the pancreas, and using things like Jerusalem artichoke to regenerate the Langerhorns in the pancreas. So again, you know, from the sounds of it, just from what he has said, the guy is depleted pretty heavily on a lot of different things to have these many issues at 30 years old. You know, so we got something going on at 30 years old. It's never be happening.
Well, as you said, we have no idea what he eats and all that, so you don't
know.
Yeah. So, but you had mentioned before, and my fave thing is just to do the iodine at the bottom of the feet. That works, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, any topical. Yeah. But like I said, I mean, it's different when you don't have an issue, or you have a light issue, as opposed to somebody just heavily depleted.
You want to get
so
it
I got to
there.
Get it into him as soon as I can and as fast as I can to get it going, so his body will start to utilize it. He can put it topically on as well. Wouldn't hurt him to do this at this stage. But again, with iodine, you start everybody slow, because you can, if you take too much at one time, you can palpitate. It can surprise you, you know. And it, all you need to do then is increase the selenium and the magnesium to reduce that very quickly. So.
So if you do too much, you can sometimes get a little fibrillary, a little heart, you know, fluttering kind of fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's harmless.
It's harmless. Just back off.
Yeah, back off, or you take take magnesium right afterwards, and you see it bring it right down. Or, again, usually the fibrillation effect that you're talking about is because, again, you're low in selenium, because selenium regulates the heart as well and stops that effect from happening when you combine it with the iodine. So usually this is why you take the two together, and it's selenium also regulates the iodine intake into the thyroid, so you can't overload the thyroid either, which is another one of these myths they tell you, that you can blow out your thyroid. Well, if you're blowing it out, that means you have no selenium in the body, because that's a regulator. It will only allow so much in the thyroid, and that's it.
Okay.
The rest goes into the cells.
Okay, let's do a little break here with Tony Pantelaresco, Patrick Timpone, One Radio Network. Good week of shows for you. If you'd like to be on the air, 888-663-6386. Tony mentioned sulfur a couple of times. We know we have a really good one. It's been over 4 years, maybe 5 years, since we've been promoting it. Virtually everything you see on Amazon has silicone dioxide in it. I think there's one other brand out there about the same price as ours. It's 100% pure organic sulfur. It's organic from the standpoint that it's usable for the body, not that it's grown organically, USDA, none of that stuff, because this is made in the lab, and they use DMSO, hydrogen peroxide. But I don't know, people around the world still put these anti-caking agents, and I don't know why they do it, and it just screws it up. It's very hard to find the real deal. Ours is pure. Ours will grow in a glass. If you leave some at the bottom of the glass in the water and put it on the windowsill, you'll see crystals and everything form. We have a picture on our website. So it's alive. It's a living kind of thing. And that's what you want. That's what you want in your body. And as Tony mentioned, you can give it to your animals. You can take a teaspoon, teaspoon twice a day. We generally do about a teaspoon per 150 pounds of body weight. So you can do more if you're bigger than that. Or you can do more if you really get... If you get sick, you could do some once an hour. You can do a teaspoon, or every 15 minutes. And we've had some pretty interesting experiences with that, people have told us. So it's a great product. Click and order, run on the front page. Three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide. Organic sulfur. Or if you like more than 4 pounds, email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com, and we'll give you a discount for more than 4 pounds right here. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna Testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, and I just want to add that I have a great deal of fun with these things where you can slather yourself with castor oil on your tummy or in a sore area, or even a little bit of a pure pine gum spirits on a sore knee, or even that on your tummy too, and then get in the sauna. And it's the bomb, really. We also have these heat lamps, which is the Relax Far Infrared Table Heat Lamp, and I'll give you a sale price on those. We can give you both the sauna and the heat lamp for $11.95 delivered, which is the standard price just for the sauna, or just the heat lamp or just the sauna. I'll give it to you for $9.95. You have to email me. We can't put that price in print because Google picks it up and then we screw up the price for everybody else that's selling $11.95, but they let us do it. If you live outside the United States, we also send it with the regular $220, the funny plugs. You know, everybody's got a funny plug but us. Ours are the right ones. You know, foreigners have funny plugs. Anyway, the $220, it comes right from the university. We're shipping one up to Canada today. I think it was only 100 extra bucks. So we'll give you a sale. Yeah, so get one now. Now's the time to do it. Previously, with our conversation with Brandon Amalani. We love the rice sprouts. I tell you what, they're happening. My little body likes that. Ooh, man, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people get amazing results. It's something as simple as sprouted and fermented rice is just like so nutrient dense, so easily absorbable. And it builds the chi and the organ systems in the body. It's very neutral for most people. So it's just, you can feed it to your kids. It's really safe. And I get more positive feedback on that one than any of the other powders. But yeah, it's basically an heirloom rice source that we source from a small family in Japan. So it's like an heirloom grade rice. And then we take that and do a fermentation process on it. So it combines the endosperm, the sprout, and the rice bran, but it makes the bran soluble. And the fermentation process actually unlocks a lot of fermentation has this really amazing ability to create nutrients out of nothing through that process. So yeah, that's a really special product in a lot of ways.
Rice sprouts, really nice product. Front page, One Radio Network, Shen Blossom, you see the ad. This is where you get the goji berry, Shizandra, ginseng, a lot of cool things. And try these rice sprouts for you and the kids. Front page, oneradionetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on oneradionetwork.com.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything. See, not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, good morning. It is December 11, 2017 with Tony Pantelaresco. It's AugmentInForce.com. Tony's on YouTube. He's probably I think the number of YouTube videos is Kim Kardashian is first and Tony Pantelaresco is second. So he's getting right up there. And just to put in Tony Pantelaresco on YouTube, you get all kinds of videos. You have over 200 up there now, don't you?
No, I think we stopped at about 154.
154?
It's just been a matter of maybe over the Christmas holidays, Dave and I maybe we'll get together, maybe film a bunch more. There's a bunch of things I want to get going on. I want to get people to show them how to make their own anti-nano chamber. We can turn your bathtub into a chamber, literally, where you can lay in it, get an EMF pulse going to release the nanoparticulates across the whole body at one time. Other things we want to show as well in regard to some of the things that you can make at home to block frequencies. By going out to we talked about going to the farm supply. And you know that electrical fence units that you can buy?
Oh, you mean for the dogs and the cattle kind of thing?
Yeah. Basically, if you hook that up correctly in your house, you can actually block radio, phone transmissions even. It does definitely reduce the flow of frequencies. I've had people come into the store because I've got one up at the main floor and one down below.
Yeah.
And when they walk in the door, they say they got 3 bars of strength on the phone indicating signal strength. And they walk in the door, it drops it down to 1 bar.
With this contraption all plugged in.
Yes,
huh?
Yeah, just the way I set it up. And the way it works like a fractal or a swirl. When you're on top of it and you take a reading, the reading's very low. But the further away you go, the stronger the field becomes. And it registers on the meters at a higher level the farther away you are. So as soon as somebody walks through the door, whatever's going through, if they got a signal going on the phone, it will dramatically reduce it.
Help me, Don.
So again, well, the thing is, see, the way I'm looking at it, what we're all being afflicted with and all the health issues we're dealing with, even the United Nations is stating number one killer on the planet right now is the air pollution. And between the chemtrails, the ultrafine and nanoparticles that have been dumped up into the atmosphere for 60 years, the problem lies not only that when we go outside now, but even indoors, and I get people to take a laser, go into any room in the house and fire the laser, and they can see in the beam metal particulates deflecting or reflecting the laser beam. And it's not just a little particle here, it's like the whole beam. So we're in our homes or in our own domain dealing with frequencies that are hitting us, causing DNA damage, and to cause us to have all kinds of distortions and cancers and everything in our autoimmune disorders, whatever. So this, the idea behind this was to shut down and minimize those frequencies from hitting you. Or if they do hit you, they're inert. In other words, they're not going to be strong enough to create any damage. And so, we got showing things like this, showing other things that they can do, even with the bucket, how they can improve I've improved the design of the bucket so we can actually, with very little changes, increase the amplification of the capacity of it to draw. Same with the triangle. So these are things that people are needing right now in order to, again, purge out. Even the triangle that I'm talking about, you can put your pet in the tub, put the triangle in there, and you'll see how much comes out of your animals. It's just incredible. I've had people do that with their pets, and they get them in the tub, and manage to the stuff that's coming out of their paws is unbelievable. So, like I said, it's a pretty heavy time we're in regard to the amount of saturation and exposure from the foods we've been eating since the 60s, the organic thing is just a hilarious joke. The not that the farmers themselves are the problem. The the farmers themselves are trying their best to do what they can to plant an organic or a clean crop in the ground. But it's pretty tough to grow an organic crop when you got chemtrails falling down on the food supply. There was a European politician about 2 weeks ago and came right out and said this, and said that the organics have become completely neutralized because of the fallout from the sky. So, I mean, this is now going on mainstream in Europe when they're indicating this. And the ones besides myself that was propagating this was the Italian research, Chemtrails, the Secret War, and they tell you the same thing. There's over 25 chemicals that are saturating the food supply, which you can't wash out. This is why we came up with the way to filter your food, if you're juicing or whatever, to filter that so that you can, alleviate the load. So this is what we're dealing with today. And almost everything that I'm seeing, and I would never have thought of this before, but everything I am seeing has all been tied to our, what I call the epigenetic factors, the environmental factors that's causing our genetic code to not work correctly or to alter the code so that we wind up in the health conditions we're dealing with. You know, we got genetic code in our stomachs, we got genetic code in our lungs, our eye, everywhere. So when that's being altered or the program is being turned on at a hyper level or turned off completely, then you wind up, and this is the situation, and they go to a doctor. Doctor gives them a prescription. The prescription further causes genetic damage or alters the DNA. They start feeling worse. They go back to another doctor. He gives them another set of, and it's perpetuated that way. And even now in the health food industry, when you look at all these doctor gurus getting involved in this industry, it's the worst thing that could have happened in the last little while, because they are now bringing into the industry the same dynamic that they have in the pharmaceutical industry. And so a lot of these supplements today are no longer working like they should. And a lot of them have actually have excipients in them that can further exacerbate genetic damage. So this is where we're at today.
Yeah. And it's a challenge, too, just from a philosophical thing I see, Tony, where we have well-meaning people, chiropractors and naturopaths that aren't really looking at the whole body at all and just selling people a bunch of supplements. You know, they walk out. I see people spending, thousands of dollars, and without really looking at anything, not considering their dental or root canals or their structure or, what I'm saying? And you could just spend a lot of money and just nothing's going to happen, unless you look at everything.
I'll tell you something. The doctors are actually helping my business.
Well, yeah, I bet they are. God love
you. And it sounds weird, but what happens is they go to a doctor, and the doctor gives them whatever crap they give them. Some of them are so inept today. Even the medical people that are coming out of the university, some of them are so inept. It is mind-boggling. They actually got a degree in medicine, and they go to them. The doctor doesn't know what to do for them, gives them whatever. They come see me, says, "This is what the doctor gave me. I haven't even taken the thing yet. I'm scared to even look at it." So then I look at the drug, and then I do my research on it, and said, "Well, I don't know why he gave you this. It has nothing to do with your condition."
Well, he gave it to me, and I bought it. I know. It's challenging.
So it's, true. I mean, and again, in all fairness here, when the onus is going to be on you, I mean, not you, Patrick, but I mean everybody that's listening, to read your labels. I make this comment on some of my podcasts. People will go to a grocery store, a market, whatever, and they will read a label. Sometimes they do not understand what they're reading. They just look at, for instance, vitamins from A to Z, 1, 2, 3, all these herbs, all these things thrown in there, and they think, "Well, I'm buying a good product because I got all this stuff in my vitamin." And they never look at that it's got aluminum in it or titanium in it or soy or some sort of aborted baby material like artificial natural flavors or polymer materials like cross carmelose or microcrystalline cellulose, which can cause thyroid issues as well. And they never look at that part of it. So the onus is really going to be on you to educate yourself or to be educated in what you put in your mouth. Because if you listen to the television land, the marketers on television, You listen to the marketers in the health industry. You listen to the marketers in the pharmaceutical industry. You can get very easily swayed into taking something that is actually going to be a detriment to your health, causing you to be compromised. And then this is how they think. Well, I'm doing all the right things. I'm taking my vitamins. I'm taking my supplements. You know. And then when you look at the supplement package, say, well, this could be why you're feeling what you're feeling, because this component is in your vitamin, which is shutting down your ability to absorb the rest of the nutrients in the pill. And on top of that, now it's causing genetic or DNA damage to your body. So again, this is why it's important, like I said, that you read, but read the whole package. And don't just listen to anybody, even myself. I'd go look what I'm telling you. I always say this all the time. I don't want anybody. I'm not looking for disciples. Go look it up and start educating yourself so that you become more autonomous. Because as the times go on and the way things are going, autonomy is going to be a very key factor in keeping and sustaining your good health.
Okay, Tony Pantelaresco, well said. It is December 11, 2017, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. If we've got this once, we've had it 50 times, tinnitus. Here's Judy. She's got this tinnitus thing, ding, 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 ding. And also, yeah, hearing loss. Oh, tinnitus and hearing loss. Oh, she's got both. Hello? Tony?
We lost. Yeah, you're here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Judy wants to get your ideas on tinnitus and hearing loss. Can you hear me?
Oh, hearing loss.
Yeah, did you? Okay. Hello, I couldn't hear you. Oh.
No, I thought, okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. That's right.
She said something about hearing loss. Usually that has to do with phosphorus.
Phosphorus, really?
Hmm. Yeah, phosphorus is usually a phosphorus deficiency. So again, she can use trisodium phosphate. She can use sunflower lecithin. She could use egg yolk lecithin. She can use IP6. She could use bone meal. These are all forms. Or she can find a phosphorus supplement that doesn't have excipients in it. These are things that you may want to utilize. Make sure that your diet is not having any grains, any breads, any pastas, any rice, corn, or cereal. Make sure that you're not consuming any kind of omega-3 like canola, flax, or fish oils. Utilize, again, phosphorus. Utilize even high doses of vitamin C with it. Again, it will help boost the immune system. But generally speaking, a lot of times if there's a hearing loss, it's usually because the canals below the ear are plugged up. And so once they're free, once this stuff comes out, it usually can make a difference as far as their hearing. The other thing you might want to consume also is taurine and lipase to help break down any buildup, any fatty buildup in the liver as well.
We have a listener here in Nebraska that sent us a little photo she took of a label of V-Lites. So it's out there in Nebraska. It's actually out of Canada, this product, it looks like, huh? V-Lites Canada.
Well, it's got to be. Then it's got to be good. It's from Canada.
Well, it's Canada. I mean, God bless, God save the Queen and the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I would have said, God save Canada. Yeah. We're all good there. Yeah. We're all good there.
So it says here, V-Lites, this treatment applies to the following species: cattle, dairy, and veal. I guess they have it for moo cows and four-leggeds. But you say it's a good product, this V-Lites.
Believe it or not, I use it for my supplementation. Okay. Well, there's nothing in it. It's just what you see is what you get.
I'll be darned.
And like I said, a lot of times you can buy better products outside the health food industry. Sure. The health food industry is just a joke today. It's a vile joke because, again, they're playing on people's ignorance on some of these things. And then you get somebody, I bet you any money, like myself, you probably get a ton of emails with the latest and greatest sex product that's out there for the guys so their periscopes can rise. Or you get some sort of
periscopes can rise.
Or
I haven't heard it put like that. I like it.
I understand. Or you'll get another thing about weight loss, you know, how to lose body mass.
Sure.
Or
huge.
Some. Sure. And now they're getting into the nootropic realm, which majority of those products are selling for nootropics don't do jack diddly. They don't do anything, and yet they got people again with all these documentaries and the scientific looking website and everything. And so you see, again, it's a deception. It's a game. But anyway,
boy, the marketers are out there, man. They're in full force.
Well, if they can make it look like a drug, it's got to be real. It's got to be, you know, oh yeah, look at the pretty colors, ooh, you know, that kind of thing. So you know, when I get tons of this stuff, and I get people, you know, trying to get me on some MLM. Oh, you'll be good at this. I said, no, I won't be very good at it because I don't believe in MLMs, number one. I said, sometimes an MLM does have a good product. Unfortunately, I don't believe in some of the policies some of these companies have. And the overhyping of their product as far as being so superior. And then when you look at their products and you see the same type of excipient, blocking material, it's a joke.
And most of them are very expensive because of the commissions and all that. I've never gotten involved with any in 40 years, Tony, and I've had approached by, as you can imagine, but I just don't do it. I think that what I hear, and I know that people are not doing this on purpose, but they use the product and they want to make money because they want to sell it, and they come up with all these things that it did for them. And maybe it did because they believed, and I don't know, but I just never got into the whole energy of the MLM thing. But, you know, there are some good ones out there, I think, you know. I think there's still
there are some. I mean, there is one company that, you know, that has a product. Unfortunately, they went and bought out all the resources so that you can't buy it outside this company. So I find that a little bit, it's an annoying PO for me on one hand. if you want to go find the stuff, because, like I said, they bought out all the manufacturers or the resources, so they control that market. You know, and then basically, if you get it with them, cost you $100 to sign up, and then you got to buy $100 worth of stuff every month, whether you need it or not. Yeah. That's where I have a problem with these companies that do this kind of crap, because if this is truly your business, then you're going to run it the way you see fit. But they're still controlling the dictates on how you're going to run the business the way they want you to run. So you keep spending that $100 to keep this company afloat. And then, again, it's all baloney. So when you're looking at some of these products, I had one woman one day come in with a female product, right, to help her balance her hormones or whatever. So I looked at this product, and they were charging her $80. And they're having her take 6 pills 3 times a day. So, you know, in about a week's time, she's going to be done with the bottle. And so now she has to spend another $80 in order to make this MLM rich. Anyhow, I looked at the product. I said, we got the same product here. It's just when I was working in a health food store for another company. It does the exact same thing, has almost identical components, and it's like 1/20th of the cost. Just in other words, this was $20, or one fourth the cost of this one. This was 20, this was 80, did the same thing. So she bought the one for me. Went home, tried it, came back, says, this is what a difference. And it says you only need to take 1 or 2 a day. You shouldn't be taking 6 a day. You're going to cause problems. But this is the other caveat to these MLMs. They got you using these horrendous amounts of volume that, again, will cause you problems. So this is, like I said, where common sense, you know, you're not eating 10 times a day. At least you shouldn't be. You know, you're not, you know, consuming 25 gallons of water a day. So why would you take a supplement profiled that heavily, you know, when you don't need to?
I don't know, though, Tony, if I agree, because you tell me 5 times a day. So if I have pizza, I have a slice every couple hours. So I like to do that. Okay. Here's an email. I'm thinking of Tony. I think every 2 hours I'm going to have a slice. What are some of the foods and herbs that Tony has found to be the most effective in regenerating the body to restore youthful vitality, especially for people who are working on recovering from a long, severe chronic disease and coming out of it? All right. So some ideas.
Biggest one is vitamin C and B5.
Wow, B5. Okay.
Yeah, you can combine them together to support the adrenal support, and then taking even a form of vitamin A called retinal palmitate. If you're recovering, the adrenals is a big one you want to support as well, and depending what you're recovering from also. I mean, I don't know the full picture here, but just by what he's saying, if you were looking for energy and stuff, that would be your fundamental biology right there. You don't really need to be taking a lot of these adaptogens if you're in a recovery mode. Even if you are, say, we're going to use a ginseng product, It should be something like a Siberian ginseng or very mild weak ginseng, not the Koreans or any of the higher stimulating ginsengs, because they can actually tap you down. But even that, even if you're taking this Siberian ginseng, it should be combined with all of them, actually, combined with B5, but never at the same time with vitamin C, because vitamin C and ginseng react in the body and they antagonize each other. So but just fundamentally, if you're recovering from something, number one, vitamin C renews the telomeres in your body, so you can have a renovating effect, a renewing effect on your system. They both support the adrenals, and this will help, again, in your fight to restore and rebuild yourself. So this, fundamentally, this is one of the best things you can do. You can use colostrum if you wanted to. It's another one that has a very high, powerful restorative and regenerating effect that you can also use. Your minerals like your zinc and manganese and zinc and copper and zinc and niacin, copper and niacin are another, or niacinamide are another way of, you got a lot of different ways, but if you're in a recovery mode, keep it fundamental. You don't need anything high powered, high end, or super duper. Sometimes the simplest remedies are the easiest and work the best.
You're still a big fan, Tony, are you, of, are a big fan, you use your own words, of ongoing vitamin C, like a sodium ascorbate every day or whatever?
I'm not using it every day now at this point, because I've been playing and experimenting with other things. I've been playing with copper more. I found a patent which blew me away. You know, all this crap, and it's what it is, crap. You know, when I tell people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease that they can't, you know, you can't do anything for them, I found something that they were using back, you know, 50, 60 years ago for this, that they were finding great success with.
Which is what?
And they're not using it today. Well, copper and niacin, or niacinamide.
Copper and niacinamide.
Combining the two, they found that it has such an effect, a profound effect on people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Wow.
Not just that, but even with overall body renewal, it had a mimetic effect like SOD. And, well, it's a perfect combination for the brain. When you're looking at niacin or niacinamide, what does that do? That reboots the whole brain. And what does copper do? Copper allows new growth for brain cells to attach to the brain.
Cool.
Without copper, you can't grow new brain cells. So they were combining this. And I looked at this, and again, I get floored sometimes, thinking, well, why in the hell are they using this today? You know, why are they using this other crap? This other crap doesn't do anything for people.
How long ago were they using the copper and niacinamide? Long time ago?
In the last 50 years, It's so, like I said, and a lot of the remedies that the medical people have had, like the copper aspirin, magnesium and choline, when they made that combination back again 50, 60 years ago, it was the perfect combination for, again, pain of any kind. Didn't upset the stomach because you had the magnesium in there as a buffering agent. You had the choline that took the aspirin into the head or into the liver, so that it got into the head more efficiently. I mean, it was just a profound ingenuity. Today, they got this crap that doesn't do anything. It gets into the system, and then what it does is it either blocks or damages a receptor in the brain. So now you're addicted to the drug, where the other ones actually work without any form of addiction. So,
can you actually take enough aspirin without upsetting or something to really work on pain?
We give a formula here for the prostate where you're combining magnesium, cayenne, and aspirin. Now, some people, a lot of people respond positively. Some say that they have a burning sensation in some because of the cayenne. So sometimes you might have to buffer it up with maybe, or take some calcium with it, or baking soda or whatever to offset that. But yeah, if you combine that combination with magnesium and choline, you could take an adequate amount of aspirin without any side effect whatsoever, because the choline, or let's go another route, so you mix it with a sunflower lecithin, it just made liposome out of it. It's not going to affect the stomach one way or the other.
Okay.
And so the liposome will carry to the liver and then liver to the brain.
So how much aspirin could you safely take? If somebody didn't, they were in pretty good pain, they didn't want to do ibuprofen or Vicodin or, you know, something stronger.
You could probably, if you make the liposome, you can get down to even 100 milligrams would be effective, because again,
is that a lot, 100 milligrams?
No, 100 milligrams is nothing. I mean, when you go to the drugstore and you buy aspirin, it's usually 350 to 500 milligrams to buy aspirin.
Oh, you mean one little aspirin is 350?
To 500, yeah.
So you're only using, I know you like the powder, you can buy by the pound. You're only using 100 milligrams and that's all? Why wouldn't you use more if you can take 350 safely? I don't understand.
Why do you need to take more?
I don't know.
You've got a delivery agent that's going to allow you to absorb 80 to 85%, where if you take it in that format, you lose 75%.
Oh, okay. See, okay.
It's all in how you deliver it, right? And the delivery method, the big, big player here. If I get past the stomach, get past the colon, get it directly into the liver, well, the liver is going to take it directly into the brain.
Gotcha.
So that 100 milligram pill I took or dose is going to be like 80 milligrams going to the brain, which is pretty powerful, pretty strong. As opposed to taking an aspirin, I lose it all in the digestive process. And so by the time it gets to the liver, I'm down to 20 to 25 milligrams. Big difference.
So that's why they tell people to take two aspirins or whatever.
Yeah, because of the loss in the gut, yeah.
What's the special way, if you got the sunflower lecithin and the magnesium and a little bit of aspirin, how do you mix it up so it works? I'd do the quick recipe?
Basically, you'd have to do, I mean, I tell everybody, do it in tens.
Okay.
Like 10 grams and 100 grams, that's a 10% solution. And then when you make it, add a little glycerol to it, and you may not even need the magnesium with this. I mean, you can take it. Again, it'll just act as a buffer if it does get into the stomach, but... same thing, you'd add, again, maybe 10 grams of magnesium with it, and away you go. So when you mix it up, then you'd have to do the math as far as taking, what I do is I divide it by 5 grams because of the amount of the teaspoon. So whatever number I'm going to get by that figure, I'll divide that by 1/5 because I'm only going to take 1/5 of a teaspoon to get in my system.
Okay, let's back up though, because that was a little confusing. Let's just do teaspoons. Can you walk us through teaspoons for aspirin, magnesium, and sunflower lecithin?
Okay, 10 grams is 2 teaspoons.
Okay, so 10 g's equals 2 teaspoons.
Yeah, 5 g's is 1 teaspoon, 10 is 2. So you're taking 2 teaspoons of magnesium, 2 teaspoons of aspirin.
Okay.
And 100 grams of sunflower lecithin powder.
So that'd be 5 teaspoons, right? 5 teaspoons of the lecithin, right?
No, sunflower lecithin would be 20 teaspoons because you're using 100 grams.
Okay, 20 teaspoons of lecithin. You mix that, you glop it all up together?
Yeah, you mix it up and then add your water to it. Mix it up so that it completely saturates the components and traps them into the fat molecule. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, you'd have to do the math where you take the sum of everything. So it'd be 120 grams, and then you divide each one separately. So 10 divided by 100, then times 5, which is 1 teaspoon, which will give you a teaspoon amount or teaspoon dosage. So I always tell people use 1/5 of that. So divide that by 5 to give you your dose. Don't use 1/5. It's real simple when you go through the equation. But that will give you what you're going to get per serving in regard to what you're making. So this is how you would figure out. So let's say even you make something like that, and let's say you only get 80 milligrams per 1/5 of a teaspoon. So if you wanted to take 2/5 or half a teaspoon,
sure,
which would give you 160 milligrams. So again, you're going to get 80% of that into the body. So it's about 128 milligrams that you will actually absorb. So
and you can mix it up and put it in the fridge and just keep it.
Yep.
That'll
sit.
Yeah. So that's a lot easier than just taking aspirins for the stomach, right? Right on the tummy. Yeah.
Some people have a reaction to aspirin, right? So again, this is one way to reduce the reaction and get the higher end into the body, so that it can. So you have the effect you're looking for. So that it works.
Yeah. You said before, if people are just doing the powdered aspirin, that you want to buffer that with, what'd you say, magnesium? Just if you're just going to be
simple?
Yeah,
I mean, if you have an upset stomach, magnesium is one way. You can even buffer it with a little calcium if you want, or baking soda or potassium. Anything that has a base to it,
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
Gotcha. Tony, do you know any internal causes of red, irritated eyes? It's been going on off and on for years, and I just can't figure out why. Doesn't seem to have anything to do with sleep or the environment. Also, to have a version of an energy drink. They seem to help with focus and concentration from time to time, but I really like to find a healthier version. Carol in Washington. So Carol's got red irritated eyes from time to time.
Well, I mean, that could be chemtrail dust. So basically I would start off doing a eye wash, you know, or you can either take salt or MSM, put them in a shot glass, like a pinch, dissolve it and do an eye wash to see if that will remove some of the hubris or debris. You know, and, you know, that may help alleviate that. Again, it wouldn't hurt her to take a little copper and zinc combination, you know, so that she can produce the SOD for the eyes to clean the eyes. Yeah, I mean, that's another thing she could do. I mean, what was the other thing she had going on besides the eyes?
Energy drink. She wanted a healthier version of energy drinks. I guess she's talking about what you can buy out there in the hippie food store.
Go get some whey protein.
And whey protein works, right?
Okay, get some saturated fat, you know, either or MCT oil.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it together. Drink it. There's your energy drink.
Oh, yeah, that'll rock your world. You can try our One World Whey. It's grass-fed. It's as raw as you can get it and put it in a can. And the MCT oil, Tony, that's a form of coconut oil. Isn't it some comes from coconuts?
Yeah, basically, it's MCT oil is derived from coconut oil. They basically take the lauric acid out. It's liquid. You can cook with it. You can take it straight up. Mm-hmm. Even just taking that straight up will get you all fired up. You know, it
get you all fired up. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that's the simplest and cheapest way of going about it. You don't have to get anything elaborate with energy drinks. So sometimes a lot of this stuff is overhyped. Same thing, you read the label and you got 99 million things in there and there's no milligram strength, no measurement whatsoever. You're getting what they call a proprietary blend of stuff. And so you have absolutely no idea
what it is,
you know, what you're getting,
what planet it's from. And a lot of these things will put in guarana and, you know, caffeine, and they'll put in a lot of stuff, boy, if you're not careful.
Well, that's just a lot of times that's all it really is.
Yeah.
And they got a dust of this and a dust of this and a dust of this. So they say it's in there, but it's so negligible that, you know, if you sneeze the wrong way, it all come out. So it's, you know, it's like I said, this is where, when I tell people you're buying products, you're spending good, hard earned cash or Bitcoin or whatever you're buying, you know, and you are going to buy something because it's based on a face or based on a doctor's, this is a doctor so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And you're basing it on that and you're not reading what you're actually buying. And then you're spending this hard-earned dollar and then you drink the stuff or swallow the stuff and it doesn't work.
Oh, I thought if the guy had on a white coat and a stethoscope around his neck that he knew what he was talking about. Oh, my God. Gosh.
You know, the only time I see something like that is when I go to my mom's house and I'm watching the stock market and they always got these guys with the white coat and stethoscope selling you Viagra or
that's
Cialis.
Right. That's or, right, boy.
And what's the other one? This gel, androgel you put on.
I don't know.
Women needing some kind of a hygienic napkin because they smell and they need this. You know, it's always some doctor that with a white coat and a stethoscope that comes out there to sell this horse hockey. And it's incredible how they have portrayed the medical field as some knowledgeable field in regard to health. It's one of the worst fields in regard to health. It's one of the most corrupt fields that can corrupt your health. And you go to a doctor thinking, oh, doctor's going to help me. Here, take a pill. Doctor, I feel worse. Here's another one. Probably dealing with the side effect from the first one. You know, they don't tell you that. But so, and then by the time you're broken down, doctor says, well, I can't help you anymore. I've given you everything I can give you, and nothing seems to be working. So now you're back to square one, but worse off, and you spent a fortune because you did not read correctly what you were taking.
But if you have insurance, we're going to send you over to George, and he's going to give you some stuff, man.
Yeah. You know what's scary in that?
What's that?
And again, people think it's a good idea, but what's scary on that is they want to get practitioners on these insurance companies. So when people come to buy their vitamins are going to be covered.
Oh, yeah.
Scary thing on that is when that happens, those vitamins are going to be standardized to the same crap that's being sold in the pharmaceutical industry, because they're both pharmaceuticals, just two different divisions. But they're going to have more crap in them, more excipients, more junk in them. And so, yeah, you're getting the insurance to cover the cost of the vitamins, but at the same time, you're not getting anything that's going to do anything anymore because they have negated the effect or the capacity of these things to work. So, you know, when we're looking at insurances and this concept that, you know, it's not costing me anything, it can cost you your life because you're not, again, getting what you're supposed to. You're getting what is regulated, not what will work.
Well, it is costing, too, because it's costing because the Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid scam is paid for through taxes. I mean, you're paying for it, and it's just... We're going to do a show on Thursday with Dr. Christine Held, an MD, and she's been looking into what's going on, some of the new regulations and bills out there to incorporate all this stuff like Tony was talking about. It's called MACRA. And if you wait till you hear some of the things that these politicians want to do with involving Medicare, and it's just crazy, and it's just... A takeover of medicine by government is what it is. That's where they're going. They want to go to a single payer. The government runs it all, and then they'll tell you what vitamins to take, and probably, you know, play golf with the vitamin companies that they're recommending. Who knows what these people are?
Sounds like Canada.
It sounds like Canada. Well, it's a worldwide thing, Tony. You guys don't feel special up there. This is Patrick Timpone, Tony Pantelaresco. We have. Probably this week, I'm not sure how long, but you've been hearing me talk about the rebounder for years. And what happened is that the rebound era people ran out of the classic rebounder, which is the half full that we generally sell for $339. It's a nice unit. We sell a lot of them. People love it with a lifetime warranty. Well, they ran out, and it was kind of this time of the year where people are in a buying mood, and they said, we have some quarter folds. That it's called the ultimate rebounder that we will give to you for the same price, Patrick, if you tell your people. And you can go on reboundair.com and look for their different rebounders. And they don't call it a quarter fold, but it's called the ultimate rebounder. But it's way more sturdy and just better built than the classic one, and that's a great one, and we'll continue to sell that because it's the easiest one to sell. But this ultimate rebounder, and it's just going to be for this week. They said until about the 15th, until the new ones come in, or until the half folds come in. So if you order now and if you want to get one, we'll sell you the ultimate rebounder, the quarter fold. It generally retails on Rebound Air for 429 Federal Reserve notes, which is kind of like money, but not really. $429 generally sells. We're selling it for $339. It's a quarter fold, but you want to email me today. Or actually, you can just go on and order right now on the website. And what you're going to get is the quarter fold. This is December 11th. So if you're listening to a podcast, you got to make sure. But if you're confused, just email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork. But we can get you this ultimate rebounder, the quarter fold, lifetime warranty. For $329. So that's a good thing. I'm talking with Daniel Vitalis about this great pine pollen product. Daniel, talk a minute about why this might be appropriate for the ladies listening.
Well, so many women today are looking at bioidentical testosterone therapies. I was surprised at how many women would come to me saying, hey, my doctor's put me on bioidentical testosterone. Is pine pollen something I could try? And over the years, what we found is we have just as many women using the pine pollen as we do men. Turns out a lot of women's bodies are low in testosterone. Both genders have these hormones in them, and they're important for both men and women. So a lot of women today, especially perimenopausal and postmenopausal, are finding themselves needing some kind of testosterone support, and pine pollen's really answered that call.
Yes, I have several lady friends that felt better when they took some testosterone. They chose to go the bioidentical hormone route, and we think that the natural whole food pine pollen is a better choice, gals. a consideration. And we have it on sale right now, Pine Pollen and all Sir Thrival products through November 7th, promo code 1Radio. Any Sir Thrival link, click and order, promo code 1Radio, 1RadioNetwork.com. If you like Amazon.com, never mind the politics of it, and, you know, but they're now on Whole Foods, so what the heck, may as well support them. But I think it's a good company. People have their issues with them because they're so big and powerful, and, you know, but I don't care about that. Anyway, we have an Amazon link on our front page. Please bookmark that, if you will. Please bookmark it. They have great prices. They have great service, and you can get a lot of stuff. If you bookmark it with 1Radio Network, every time that you buy something from Amazon this Christmas season or next year, we will get a commission. So that'll be a nice way for you to support 1Radio Network, for we don't charge anything for anything, anybody. We just promote products that we really like and are very careful about, as you can hear. And that's how we pay the house payment and buy Doodle's raw grass-fed meat and Patrick's pine pollen, colostrum stuff. So you can see the Amazon link on the front page, and then you can rock and roll. Tony will probably tell you, but many people have talked about the benefits of a really pure aloe. And it's really probably one of God's great gifts to the planet. Now, if you can grow your own and have a whole forest of it, I mean, that's really the best, where you pick the leaves and you fillet it and you juice that or rub it on your sores or just eat it. I mean, it's amazing. There is a product that we have been promoting that I love. I'm on my 15th half gallon. 15. That's right. I love it. And it's Stockton Aloe 1. It's a very special genre of aloe that this fellow, Dr. Stockton, found years ago. And now a chiropractor who has been on our show has taken over the company, well, maybe 10, 20 years ago. And what they do is they just fillet the aloe, right? Just fillet it. Obviously, no chemicals, nothing going on the aloe. And then they freeze it quickly. And so, it comes in a little packet. If you click on the link right below the slideshow, it'll take you to a link where you can get 2 half gallons. That's the minimum. And you'll also get a really nice face cream that's made out of aloe, which is really good. And it comes in a very nicely packaged styrofoam with all the directions. Very good company, the way they package it. And it'll come in, it'll be almost all frozen, especially this time of the year. And you just kind of take out the 2 containers, pour off one of them, if one of them has been, defrosted, pour it into a glass jar, put that in the fridge, and drink that within 2 or 3 or 4 days. They say a week. I like to do it. And then when you want more, just take the half gallon, put it on your counter, let it thaw out for another 8 ounces or whatever, pour it off, put it back in. And if you do too much, it'll freeze up again. Freezing is the most efficient, effective way to retain all the nutrients and enzymes, as you know. It's really good. You can drink this stuff, a lot of it. Your whole gut will like it. Your face will like it. If you want to put it on your face, you can put it on your hair. But, so many minerals, ormus stuff, and this cool aloe, magical product. It's look at that horizontal ad on the front page right underneath the slideshow and get yourself a couple half gallons and have it over the holidays and just have some fun with it. It's really good, really good.
We are listener supported, 1Radio Network.
Know wherever I am, got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
To talk to Patrick, call 888-663-6386 or email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, once again, here's Patrick.
You don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to Tony Pantelaresco. He's up in Canada, augmentinforce.com. Let's see, I had one here I wanted to ask you about. Where is it? Well, Scott in Pennsylvania, Tony, wants to know what you think is the best protocol for using turpentine. I heard a lot about it with Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and I see all kinds of contradicting information out there, as you can well imagine. Tony, after using turpentine or playing with it, what do you think are some of your best ways that you recommend people try it?
When we did our video, we showed how to mix it with honey and oil, and I prefer the oil better because of the way it penetrates and permeates into the lower GI and throughout the system.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniels uses a sugar cube method, which is an old method that they used. It wasn't to attract parasites. It was to, again, protect the esophageal lining from being exposed to the oil, so it wouldn't fry the oil.
That's what the sugar does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to use a care. I mean, you can even put a drop or two in a glass of wine or even vodka or whatever and drink it. You know, you can combine it with all kinds of things, and it's good. I mean, it will penetrate and permeate. Now, there really isn't any one better method than the other. I mean, it's just a preferred method. The idea is once it gets in, it's when it's going to start doing what it's supposed to do. But, I mean, you can even apply a topical mixture. It is an essential oil, technically.
Yes, basically,
you can even mix it with some oil and rub it on even topically for penetration. So there's lots of ways of doing it. I prefer the oil method so much. Especially if someone does have a parasite, I don't want to feed it any sugar. I want it to penetrate and get into the liver, so they'll have an detoxifying effect in the liver, just in case there are parasites inside the liver as well. It will, again, terminate them and get rid of them. So, I mean, it's there's no really one set anything these days, because we have such a diversity in regard to what we're exposed to, the environments we're living in, the foods we're consuming. Again, there's my preferred method, because this is the method that I see the most effective in what I've seen work. Now, having said that, I don't really want to knock anybody because of their methodology. If it's working, it's working. Sure. You know, that's the way that goes.
Yeah. And as you say, the sugar cube was the old time way they did it years ago. I think just years ago, you just dunk it on the cube and take it. I think the kids would eat it like that. So do you think, though, with everything that you've learned about pure pine gum spirits, also known as turpentine, and I agree, it's essential oil, that it would be at all reasonable to do ongoing once a week or once a month or just when
I got people doing it every day.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, they're not taking an exorbitant amount of
like
it.
Like a quarter teaspoon or something.
Yeah, in the oil. I mean, once you mix it that way and you've cut it, you can do it on a regular basis. And I mean, this stuff will knock out gangrene. This stuff will knock out pleurisy. This stuff will knock out tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. You know, this stuff, I have read accounts dating back in the 12th and 14th century when they had people drinking a glass of this, or not a glass, an ounce of this stuff.
Whoa.
Straight.
Whoa.
And what it did was, because people back then were getting parasites because they were eating organics, because there was no spraying of anything to keep the larvae or whatever off the plants they're eating, right? So some of these things would survive the digestive tract, and all of a sudden they had, you know, apartment building complexes and condominiums growing in their colons. So they would give them stuff like this. I mean, the one account where a woman drank an ounce of this, and again, I don't advocate this. Again, this is one of those last-ditch things that after you've tried everything, you'd go this route. She crapped out a 6-foot worm out of her body. It just convulsed and came right out of her. So, like I said, and that possibility today, okay, you've heard the term rope worms, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, rope worms are not parasites or worms. This is biofilm that has assembled and grown inside the person's body, and they're all over the place. They're in your extremities, they're in your colon, they're everywhere. And the biofilm is there as a result of the high levels of accumulation of particulates, whether they be nano or other environmental particulates, which the bacteria tries to adhere to remove. And if it can't remove it, again, it will try to contain it. And if it can't, and then what winds up happening with this new tech, it's actually using the proteins and the sugar in the biofilm or creating the biofilm to assemble itself. Well, yeah. You have then what is known as a rope worm or an assembly of a biofilm that's now grown. Well, this is one of the things that can break the protein bonds that keeps this stuff stuck together. Using chlorides or another one. That's the biggie, believe it or not.
I know.
Chlorides in the system.
You know, Tony, there's a fellow in Europe, Dr. Clacker, we've had on. There's other people in Mexico with the kids with autism using the chlorine dioxide, and they're getting these warp wormy things come out.
Yep.